verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio. Come on in, everybody. Hop on. Hop on board. Depends what you consider this. Is this a car? Then it's hop in. But since this is a rocket ship, hop on. All right, guys, we are going into the second half of today's show. Cuidadito con la pronunciación. No es half, sino half. No es talk, sino talk. No es walk, sino walk. Remember those silent letters in English. If I were you guys, here's some good homework this weekend. Make a list of all those words that have silent letters in them and practice them. Like the word dumb, tonto. That word, that B, we don't pronounce it. O cuántas veces he oído un alumno decir climb. No, climb. No te compliques. Escalar is to climb. An airplane climbs, right? Once it takes off, it climbs, right? And we're talking a little bit about aviation today. Now, if it were up to me, let me just warn you guys. If it were up to me, I would talk about aviation every day. But I know that I would lose a lot of viewers and listeners. My poor wife. Just imagine my poor wife, you know, anytime the topic of aviation comes up. Yeah, I know. Hey, but we all have our things, right? We all have those things that we could talk about endlessly. And, well, this is one of them, aviation. And, that's thanks to my dad, who, by the way, if you guys want to hang out with my dad and me over here, we're hanging out on Instagram. It's grupo_von_siendo_. And remember too, what I want you guys to do, if you're not doing it, you should be doing it already. But if you're not following me, follow me too. It's Alberto_Alonso. And this way you'll be learning tons of different things in English every single day for free on social media. So that's great stuff. And don't forget about the other programs here on Vaughn Radio. You've got Richard Vaughn Live. You've got No Excuses with Fitz. You've also got Tosh Pasqua with Back to Basics, Kyle Miller with Drive Time, and also you've got nuestros amigos, Tommy Hay and Ruben Palomero, every Saturday at 12 with their show Speaking Football. Very cool show. Tune in. Remember, if you can't listen to these shows live, you can tune in via podcast. If you download our app, you have access to everything. All right, well, let's listen to our Say What soundbite again, my amigos, because this is a tough one. But I'm sure somebody somewhere is going to get it. All right, let's hear the Say What soundbite for the third time.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. Mm-hmm. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. I got pulled go shirts. Get the hell out of LA for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. And we're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth.
All right, folks, that was the third listen. You're going to hear that one more time. So hopefully you guys will be able to jot down at least some of it. Remember, if you don't get all of it, well, if you get the gist of it, I think you'll be able to understand the message. You know, let's say if it was in real life and I said, what happened? Well, even if you don't get every word, you should be able to relay the message, pasar el mensaje. So that's kind of the idea here, and exposing you to a lot of different accents and a lot of, because people don't speak English just one way, obviously. So we get to analyze all different kinds of celebrities and the way they speak as well. So that is our Say What soundbite. Let's finish up our spelling bee and we can move on. The next Spanish plane crash. Again, we're talking about plane crashes like it's an everyday occurrence. It isn't. In fact, there are very, very few plane crashes now. And especially when you look back in history, you know, everything got a lot safer just the technology got safer. As I said before, you couldn't rely on instruments. Now planes basically fly themselves. That doesn't mean you don't need qualified people there. Okay. But planes, you know, the technology, as I said, every accident that happens is basically the aviation industry saying, how do we make sure that that accident, that that chain of events, that fatal, chain of events never ever happens again. And that's the interesting part. That's why I'm interested. My wife says, you're morbid. You like plane crashes? Well, it's not the crashes. I like the investigation. I love the part where where they put the plane back together. You know, my dad says safer than sitting at home. Well, it depends where you live, Dad. If you live in a Chinese city, you might be breathing in some pretty dangerous air sitting in your home. So that's debatable. Let's put it that way. That comment is debatable. There are some places where you're better off. Estás mejor in an airplane than on the ground. Some cities, they're dangerous. So I would prefer to be, let's put it this way. I would prefer to be, on a flight, you know, up in the air than in maybe, a dangerous city in, you know, I don't want to say any country. because I don't want to offend anyone, but like some place like Calcutta, like me just in the middle of the street in Calcutta, India, I would rather be flying. I feel safer up there. And I don't know. I don't know anything about Calcutta, but it's just unknown territory as far as I'm concerned. Okay. So the next one is Britannia Airways flight BY226A. Right. And this was an international charter flight. You guys know the word charter, from Cardiff, Wales, right? Gales, Wales. And it crashed when it was landing at Girona Airport. This was in 1999, and the plane broke apart. It broke, se rompió en trozos. There were 236 passengers on board and 9 crew members. And, one of the passengers sustained minor injuries and died 5 days later. But, two were seriously injured. 41 sustained minor injuries, which is cool. Not too many deaths over there, but, imagine that. As I said, you know, you're on a holiday flight. You can't wait to get there. And before you know it, because you don't even have time to think, I think, if there's a plane crash. I don't know. I've never been in a plane crash. I don't want to even think about it. It must be, I imagine some people don't even have a chance to react if the plane blows up, in midair, which there are cases like that. There are unsolved cases like that. Now, this plane, what can I tell you? The 757, the 757, as it's called, the 757. This was the kind of aircraft that was used for this charter flight. The 757, it's been known as, it's got two nicknames, basically. It's called the pencil with wings. Porque es muy delgadito. It's a single aisle. Remember before we were talking about single aisle versus wide body. Wide body has two aisles. Okay. And so the 757 has been called the pencil with wings, but it's also been called a hot rod, a muscle car. A hot rod is un coche con muchachito. So that's what they say. Yeah. Because the 757, Boeing released around the same time the 757 and the 767. Now the 757 is a thin little pencil. Really. And the 767 is a nice, big, comfortable, wide body, but they compare it to a Cadillac. They said it's slow. It's not about speed, whereas the 757 is just a fast flying plane. Now, both of these planes now, the 757 and the 767, they're old. You're not seeing too many of these. They stopped making these. You'll still see them in cargo and things like this, but they are gas guzzlers. This is a great word. A gas guzzler. We use this with cars too. Que chupa mucha gasolina. And these days, it's all about saving some money, especially now. The airline industry is going through a really difficult period. But, it's all about how can we bring our cost per mile down, cost per seat per mile. It's algo así. Coste por milla por asiento. And the idea is to my dad says, you're right, Dad. The 757 was a great plane at the wrong time. In fact, you know what? Now there's a hole in the market. Okay, there's a hole in the commercial aviation market. And you know what that hole is? You know what size it is? The size of the 757. So now we need the 757, not back then. But obviously if they re-released this hot rod in the sky, this 757, it would need some new engines. Because again, these are engines that were designed in the 80s and 90s. And now, well, technology has changed quite a bit. And everybody's trying not just to save fuel, but also carbon footprint. You know, there's a lot of reasons to keep that cost down. Obviously, airlines are businesses, and what are businesses trying to do? Keep their costs down. So the 757, that's another one too, the A380, lo conocéis vosotros como el double decker. That plane was either too late or too early, because now they're retiring them. They're new and they're retiring them as well. So some planes are just amazing planes, but they came at the wrong time. And that's it's a good lesson that we can learn over there. So Binter Mediterráneo is our last one. And this was in 2001, a plane crash landed. Now, this was a propeller plane, propeller's hélice, okay, propeller plane. And it crash landed next to a highway, el N340 highway. It was 200 meters short, o sea, corto, no llegó a, 200 meters short of the runway at Ruiz Picasso International Airport, a.k.a. Malaga Airport. And this was a they landed short of the runway, which is crazy too, because all of that stuff is calculated. You have to be really good at math, and obviously you have computers that calculate it, but everything you have to be at the right altitude, the right speed. If not, you can find yourself in a precarious situation. So it took off from Melilla Airport. And there were 47 people on board, and well, they landed just short of Malaga Airport. And the reason I chose aviation accidents is A, I'm fascinated by this topic, but also because today another Spanish aviation accident happened in 1985. And this was Iberia Airlines, Boeing 727, which crashed into Mount Oif in the north of Spain. And, it was a scheduled domestic passenger flight from Madrid to Bilbao. And it was a 727. Now, 727 is another kind of jet which you don't see very often these days. Well, the 727 is obsolete. They don't make it anymore. I have one on my shelf over there. But what makes this plane so interesting, it's called a tri-jet. Try, no probar, o intentar, try como tres. Because it has three engines, which you don't see many of these anymore. The future, let's put it this way, is definitely twin engine. Dos. Twin engine, as we call them. Quad jets. Quad son los de cuatro. Quad, no? The 747 jumbo jet, the A380, el doble, el de doble. Those are becoming obsolete. Why? Well, if you can get the same way, if you could get the same distance, the same comfort, the same everything, with two engines, why do you need four? I mean, that brings the price up a lot. You know how expensive an engine is? And then you have to maintain it. And then, so the era of the quad jet is gone, you know? It's a shame, because my favorite planes are the big monsters, you know? But now they're getting smaller planes to be able to do amazing distances. So, what you see is you're seeing a trend in these, all the planes now that you're seeing, all the new ones. You won't see any new planes coming out, commercial planes with four engines. Maybe it's obsolete forever, but at least now, the way the industry has changed, you can get just as far on two engines. And before, there were these limitations. It was called ETOPS, okay? E-T-O-P-S, ETOPS, okay? And ETOPS basically meant that you couldn't fly within 1 hour, depending on the plane, you couldn't fly within 1 hour of an airport. So you couldn't fly further than 1 hour. So you always had to plan your route, and you had to have an airport on the way. But then ETOPS, well, planes started getting better. They started getting more reliable. So they extended ETOPS. So the 757 I told you before, the 767, these were some of the first twin-engine jets that were able to cross the Atlantic. And then they realized, well, wait, if we can cross the Atlantic with just two engines, legally, and the plane does it itself, well, these four-engine planes that are big, remember, if a plane is empty, or it's not full, it's not making money, usually. So it's a lot harder to fill a 500-seat plane than a 200-seat plane, or 200-something like the 757. So there's an aviation, there's an engineering aspect, but there's a big business aspect too. So even people who don't know much about aviation, but they're interested in business and economics and all of this stuff, would find this business very interesting, because I have to say it's the glue. They said pegamento, right? What keeps our Amazon packages going around? Airplanes, right? What keeps these vaccines going from where they need to go and treating people? Aviation, right? So we'll see. Very interesting moment right now, because as many of you know, well, the industry's dead right now. Who's flying? Who's flying? So it'll be interesting to see what happens next. Speaking of next, I think it's time for a section where we go to the movies. And as always, we're going to take you on a journey and see if we can learn some English from some pop culture in Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to give you an excerpt from a movie. I'll start with the trailer, and I want you guys to tell me if you recognize the movie. Okay, so here we go, amigos. The first, here's the trailer for you. Okay, the trailer goes, a species of South American killer spider hitches a lift to the U.S. in a coffin and starts to breed and kill. Whoa. Hey, and this is a word that Anix used before. Can you give me a lift? Me llevas? So a species is animals, right? Different species of animals. Careful with the pronunciation. Species, aunque no lleva SH, suena a SH. Species. A species of South American killer spider. Okay. A spider is spider. No me acuerdo la palabra spider ahora. ¿Te lo puedes creer? I know the word. I just can't remember the word spider right now, which quiero decir tarántula. And it's not a tarantula. Otro que se pronuncia la ch-ch, tarantula. How do you say spider? Oh, my God. Guys, I'm totally drunk. Araña, thank you. Lo sé, lo he dicho mil veces, right? But I forgot the word. It's funny how if you don't use a word, sometimes you'll forget it. So a species, thank you, a species of South American killer spider hitches a lift. To hitch a lift or to hitch a ride is se va con ellos, no? Se une. He hops on. He hops on board. And hitches a lift to the U.S., United States, in a coffin, un ataúd. And starts to breed. To breed is procreate. And kill. Y matar. And a lot of you guys got it. Let's see. The first person to get today's Name That Movie. The first person to give us a full sentence. Born to Iron Man, you gave us the name. But I have to say, I like the sentence. Remember, guys, anytime you can give me a full sentence, it's greatly appreciated. And again, it's not for me. I know how to use all most basically everything in English. I don't want to say everything. Maybe there's some structures that are confusing for me. But the idea is, guys, to use full sentences whenever you can. So congratulations to Valerie. Valerie got the movie and she gave us a full sentence. Sandra knows the movie as well. She says, I used to have nightmares about this film. Oh, yeah, it's a scary movie. Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia is the movie. And let's take a look at this scene. Dr. Jennings says, we're gonna be fine. Vamos a estar bien. We'll be all right. Otra forma de decir que vamos a estar bien. Just like you said, como tú dijiste. And then Molly says, with one patient? Con solo un paciente? And Dr. Jennings says, well, I mean, you know. Now, when somebody says, you mean, I mean, you know. Es que no saben, le han pillado. So he says, maybe I'll get lucky. And all of her systems will be ravaged by disease. Okay, quizá tengamos suerte. Maybe I'll get lucky. And all of her systems will be ravaged by disease. Okay, so disease, you know, es enfermedad. And if something is ravaged by something, vamos a ver cómo lo definen aquí in word reference. Ravaged by, let's see, devastado, desfigurado, arruinado, right? If a disease ravages you, it destroys you. So this is the doctor talking about a patient. Whoa. He goes, maybe I'll get lucky. Quizá tenga suerte. And all of her systems will be ravaged by disease. So her reproductive system, her respiratory system, you know, all of those systems, nervous system. And he says, you know, kind of like having seven patients in one. No, si fallan todos sus sistemas, es como tener siete pacientes en uno. And then the scene changes. Okay, and it cuts to, decimos corta a tal escena. It cuts to a scene with Dr. Jennings with this patient. And he says, fit as a fiddle. Now, to be fit as a fiddle es que estás en buenísima forma. Tienes la salud genial. Fit as a fiddle. Great expression. He says, not a damn thing wrong with you. No falla nada. And then Margaret says, Dr. Jennings, I'm sorry. And he goes, oh, sorry. He goes, what do you mean, sorry? And then under his breath, no sé cómo lo decís vosotros, but under his breath is cuando, you stupid motherfucker. You know, cuando dices algo que no quieren que lo oigas, so you say it under your breath. And he says, you think I was hoping you were ravaged by disease. Okay? So you think I was hoping. We looked at the word hopping versus hoping before. So I was hoping, estaba esperando, una P. Hopping, saltando. I was hoping you were ravaged by disease. What a nice doctor, huh? Oh, man. And Frank Marshall, who worked on this film, the director, he wanted it to be like Alfred Hitchcock's classic The Birds, which came out in 1963. And he wanted people to basically spread the same fear that he wanted to do what Alfred Hitchcock did for birds for spiders. Now, it didn't, yeah, kind of, but not exactly, you know. The movie is called Arachnophobia, and it came out in the year 1990. That was today's name, that movie. Now, be careful. Anix is saying, under your breath is susurrando, but it's on purpose. So, when you say something under your breath, es como escondidas, too, right? So, you're just saying, like, Alberto, are you going to do that? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it now. You pain in the ass. You know what I mean? So when you say it, but you don't want to be heard, but you got to say it. I don't know if that's the same thing, but susurrar is to whisper, which you are whispering it, but you're saying it intentionally, like quietly. Like, okay, I'm going to say what I feel, but not to your face. Arachnophobia. Today's name, that movie. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Before we go to our final commercial break, why don't we take a look at Double Trouble?
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble.
That's right. That's right, my amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. Now, since today's Say What soundbite is so challenging, no me gusta la palabra difficult. Since today's Say What soundbite is so challenging, I decided to make this one easy. But what does that mean? That means I want each and every one of you guys to participate today. Okay? Now, as always, I'm going to give you a translation, and I want you to use the same word twice. Remember, sentences start with a capital letter, blah, 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 blah. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is don't give us the answer yet, because I'm going to give it to you, and we have to go straight to a commercial break. Y nos vamos directamente a publi. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the answer to that. Okay? So, here it is. Today's Double Trouble. Me duele el diente por goloso. Me duele el diente por goloso. That is today's Double Trouble. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much, much more when we come back for the final part of today's show with no name. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica, cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias eran siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
All right, amigos, we've got a lot to do, and we've got just a little time, so let's make it happen. All right, well, folks, here it is. We've got to listen to our Say What soundbite, our extremely challenging Say What soundbite today, and I want everybody to participate. Now, what always irks me, look, a veces me desconcierta a mí, is when I see people who participate in everything except one thing. And then I think, oh, so you're the guy who or a girl who participates just when it's easy. Okay. I know that type too. You should participate when it's hard, when it's easy, all the time. This way you're constantly challenging yourselves. All right. Well, guys, here it is. Today's Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. I got pulled go shirts. Get the hell out of LA for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. And we're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth.
All right, folks, that was the last listen of today's Say What soundbite. I'm looking forward to seeing if anybody figures it out today. Good luck. Good luck to you. Time to move on to our double trouble, which we were looking at. Remember, the double trouble was me duele el diente por goloso. All right, let's see. I'm going to scroll through the comments here. Let's see. Born to Iron Man says my ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. Give it up for Born to Iron Man. I'm telling you, one day I'm going to make you a jingle using the Black Sabbath. I am Iron Man. I'm telling you, dude, you're going to get your own jingle sooner or later. Tarde o temprano, sooner or later, you're going to get your own jingle. All right, let's take a look. I see a lot of people here participating. Excellent job, Leonardo, as well. Okay, me duele el diente. Now, you have two ways you can say this. You can say, I have a toothache. Just be careful. I've heard a lot of people mispronounce this word and say H. You know, I have a head H, I have a stomach H. No, H is H. Ache. No, apúntalo en tus apuntes como E-I-K, ache, right? So I have a toothache, I have a headache, I have a backache. Do we say I have a finger ache? No. So there's got to be another way to say it. Well, we can say, as Iron Man said, something hurts. So el ache este está bien, pero no vale para todo. You don't say, if your nose hurts, you don't say, I have a nose ache. We don't say that, right? We have ear, sí, el oído, o sea, el ache no vale para todos, but el hurt, sí. But you can say both. You can say, I have a toothache or my tooth hurts. Me duele. Okay. My tooth hurts. Valerie says, I have tooth pain. You can say that as well. It's a little más rebuscado, but it's fine. I have tooth pain. But I think the most common way is I have a toothache. Okay. But you can say my tooth hurts. It's fine. I always teach the hurts one because it works for everything. And a lot of people usually say H, which is not a, bueno, es una palabra, pero es H, no es dolor. So, me duele el diente. I have a toothache porque soy goloso. Because I have a sweet tooth. Now, to have a sweet tooth means that you like sweet things. And,
For me, it depends. You know, I'm not too big into sweets, but from time to time, I'll have a craving. Like, I'll just be like, I want waffles. Quiero gofres. A craving, un antojo. But in general, like, my wife thinks I'm crazy because I'm not a big chocolate guy. You know, somebody will give us chocolate, like, oh, this is chocolate, the best chocolate in the world. And I'm like, oh, wow, great. But it's too chocolatey. So, and she goes, but you like chocolate. And I always tell her, yeah, I like chocolate, but not as the main ingredient. So I like Twix. I like stuff with chocolate, but I don't like super extra chocolate cake. I know. Kill me. Sorry. More chocolate for you guys, you chocolate lovers out there. Remember, it's not chocolate. It's chocolate. Chocolate. So I have a toothache because I have a sweet tooth. And that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If you eat a lot of sweets, you will get a toothache or you'll get cavities. At least that's what they told us when we were growing up. They said, you're going to get cavities. So that's why I don't have to remind you, but you should brush your teeth at least twice a day, depending. And sometimes if you have like a really big, you know, like if you have Indian for lunch or garlicky things, maybe a third brushing is good too. Hey, suit yourself. Tú mismo. All right. Well, guys, it's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, my amigos. You're joking. This is the section of the show where we take a look at a joke and we see if you guys get it. Now, if you don't get it, no problem. I will explain it afterwards. So let's get on with it. Vamos con ello. What is a dentist's favorite place to buy clothes? A dentist's favorite place to buy clothes, right? Dentist, evidentemente. Dentista, and buy es comprar. So that's an easy one. Sometimes I have to explain the lead-in to the joke, but today it's pretty simple. What is a dentist's favorite place to buy clothes? The Gap. The Gap. You guys get it? A dentist's favorite place to buy clothes? The Gap. No, nobody got my joke, really? So you guys don't get, you don't know that meaning? I know you know it's a store, right? Denise the Gap. It's like a store for preps, right? Preppy is like a look that's like khaki, the khaki look. Khakis and pastels. I remember, I used to shop at the Gap religiously. Of course I did. Now I don't. But I used to when I was in high school. Man, all my jeans were Gap jeans. All my T-shirts, right? And it got popular. Do you have the Gap in Spain? I mean, I know I've heard of it, but are there Gap stores in Spain? I just remember in the States when I was a kid in grade school and high school, the Gap was everything. I mean, my mom would be like, "Oh, I'll take you to the Gap to get some jeans. I'll take you," you know. So, the Gap. So what is a gap? A gap is a un hueco, un agujero, a gap. They talk a lot about the wealth gap, right? Este hueco entre los ricos y los pobres. The gap, right? Bridging the gap, el hueco. G-A-P. It's a really good word to know. And, but also, a gap. Some people have a gap in their teeth. Un hueco entre los dientes. So we say to have a gap in your teeth, right? Also, there's other things you can have too. There's some people have an overbite. I have an overbite. An overbite means you bite, you know, your top teeth go over. Makes sense. And an underbite? Well, that's, does it make sense? I don't know how you say that in Spanish. An overbite or an underbite. But some people have a gap in their teeth. Some people have buck teeth. Buck teeth is like a rabbit, right? So do you know how to talk about teeth in English? I love this one. You guys say piñones. We call them chompers. Nice chompers. Piñones, you say. Why do we call them chompers? What happens when you eat? Chomp, 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 Chomp. You're chomping on food. Ah, makes sense. Anik says the gender gap. So yeah, a lot of times we talk about el hueco, the gap. I don't know if that's how you would say it in Spanish, but the gap is that area, that missing area, that hole, if you will, between two points, a gap. And anybody who's ever taken the tube in London knows that as well. Mind the gap. Cuidado con el hueco, the gap. So, you get it? Cool, huh? What's a dentist's favorite place to buy clothes? Excuse me. I think I'm going to sneeze again. Wait. Wait for it. Okay. Did you guys want to know a trick? It works, but I didn't catch it on time. No lo pillé a tiempo, pero funciona, eh? Next time you're about to sneeze, la próxima vez que estás a punto de estornudar, say this word. Avocado. Trust me, it works. I've done it. A lot of times I'm lying next to my daughter. I'm putting her down for her nap and I have to sneeze and I'm like, oh no, I don't want to sneeze. I don't want to wake her up. And I go, avocado, under my breath, avocado. And it works. It really works. Now you got to catch it on time. This sneeze was very sudden, but if you catch it on time, I've had it work for me hundreds of times. I don't know what happens. I guess it's the way you breathe. But if you say aguacate in English, avocado, you don't sneeze. Try it. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Now, obviously, if you have allergies or if you're sick, yeah. But if it's just a typical sneeze that you get, you know, because these sneezes that happen during the day, if you're cooking or whatever, you know, sometimes when you're using pepper when you're cooking, you sneeze as well. Well, a good way to prevent that is saying avocado. Now, I don't know if it's scientifically proven. I'm just telling you that I have done it hundreds of times and it's worked 9 times out of 10. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the way, I imagine it's the way you're breathing. Avocado, in, out, I don't know, but it works. It works. Again, if you're having a sneezing fit, it's not going to work. Okay. Maybe you should go see a doctor in that case. All right. Well, we've got a lot to do, my amigos, and we're celebrating birthdays today. In fact, we got a very special birthday. We got Lupe's birthday. Let's see who's lucky enough to share a birthday with Lupe on today's famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos, it's famous birthday trivia only on the show with no name, and I can't believe it. We've only got a couple sections left here, so we're going to make every second count. Happy birthday, Lupe, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. Let's see who these lucky people are who share a birthday with you. The first person, see if you guys know, was born in 1948. He's a British guitarist, a songwriter, and a producer. He was the lead guitarist and co-founder of the heavy metal band Black Sabbath. Did I just mention Black Sabbath before? Was that on purpose? Maybe? I don't know. Could be. So this guy, let's put it this way. He's the guy who invented this riff. That's him, right? The one that I said before, I am Iron Man. And an interesting thing about this guy is he cut off, not on purpose, it was an accident in a factory where he was working, he cut off 3 of his fingers, the tips, las puntas. And he had to make a big decision. What do I do? I'm a guitar player who's about to sign a record deal con una discográfica, and I just lost 3 of my fingers. So he made his own fingers using sawdust. Sawdust is este polvo que viene de la madera. I think you say serrín or something. Serrín. And wax, cera. And he made 3 fingertips. And now many people say the reason Black Sabbath has their own sound and their guitar sounds like no other guitar is because of this unfortunate accident. So this guy's so big that he's got his own like pedals named after him, sus propios efectos y pedales en su nombre. And I was lucky enough, I have to say, so lucky to see this guy in concert with the original members of Black Sabbath. Tony, I most said his name, this guy. Geezer Butler was one of the members. Bill Ward was the drummer. And of course, Ozzy Osbourne was the lead singer. Well, they had several lead singers, but the most famous obviously being Ozzy Osbourne. But this guy, I think without this guy, it wouldn't have been Black Sabbath. It wouldn't have had that sound that everybody knows, that sound that made Black Sabbath so famous, you know, that even people who don't know Black Sabbath recognize their sound, you know. Same thing with AC/DC. You don't have to be an AC/DC fan, but when you hear that bang, 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 ow, you know, it's AC/DC. They got that sound. They got that signature. And the reason Black Sabbath has their signature, obviously Ozzy Osbourne, what a voice. But this guy's guitar playing, this guy's strumming, right? To strum is como tocas la guitarra. Tocar. S-T-R-U-M. Strum. All right. The next person was born in 1955. He is an American actor, musician, and playwright, guionista de teatro. He's won many awards throughout his life. But what could we tell you about this guy? He was in The Purple Rose of Cairo, the Woody Allen movie, The Purple Rose of Cairo, Gettysburg. He was in Dumb and Dumber. He played opposite Jim Carrey. So he was not Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. He was the other guy. He was in 101 Dalmatians, the Disney movie. Also Pleasantville, really cool black and white movie as well. Good Night and Good Luck, and so many other movies as well. He's a very respected actor. And it's interesting because when you see the guy, you're thinking he's, you know, one of his most famous roles is Dumb and Dumber. But that is like the role that would least describe him as a person. You know what I mean? The guy's a very talented, he's very far from an idiot. But he played an idiot really, really well on that show, in that movie, Dumb and Dumber. But the guy is an award-winning actor, is a tremendous actor. He was also in The Martian, El Marciano. He was in Arachnophobia. Are you serious? That was today's name, that movie. Yep. Were you paying attention? What else? Anything else you'd maybe recognize him from? Steve Jobs. He was also in that Steve Jobs movie in 2015. So, very talented actor. Although when you think of him as kind of like, you know, this, but he's not. He's a dramatic actor. He doesn't, in fact, he's done comedies, but his thing is drama. Really. So, one of those actors that surprises you and you're like, wow, he's intense. And last but not least, speaking of intense actors, this is a guy, he's a Puerto Rican actor, and, he's won many awards as well. He's been in many movies such as Traffic, 21 Grams, The Usual Suspects, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He played Che Guevara in the 2008 film Che. In fact, he got the Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival and at the Goyas. He was also in Sicario, which we looked at the other day as well. And I gotta say something about this guy. He's not the easiest guy to understand. Do you know what I'm saying? He's not like, you know, you get Tom Cruise like, hey, man, what are you doing? But this guy, but it's cool, though. It makes his characters interesting because you're like, whoa, it's hard to understand this guy here. He was also in Star Wars, The Last Jedi as well. And his full name, I won't tell you his first name just in case you guys want to participate, but his full name is Monserrate Rafael del Toro Sanchez. Oh, my God. All right, looks like we've got a winner over here. Give it up for Born to Iron Man. Great job, buddy. Number one was Tony Iommi. Tony Iommi, the famous guitarist from Black Sabbath. Number two, actor Jeff Daniels. And number three, Benicio Monserrate Rafael del Toro Sanchez, known as Benicio del Toro. And don't forget about Lupe. That's right. So, and speaking of Benicio del Toro, that was today's Say What soundbite. This was a clip from him in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I don't think anybody got it today. So, I see what's going on. If it's difficult, we run away. We must, no? Hey, I don't blame you. You're like, oh, it's too hard for me. I'm not going to do it. Well, guys, I hope at least you got some of the vocabulary down. As I said, it's not easy to understand this guy, but if you made an effort, well, I applaud you. So this is from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. This is when they decide that they're going to go out to Las Vegas and do this road trip. And Benicio del Toro says, as your attorney, como tu abogado, as your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. Okay, convertible, descapotable. And you'll need the cocaine. Necesitarás la cocaína. A tape recorder for special music. A tape recorder es una, estas que ponías cassette, cintas. A tape recorder for special music. Acapulco shirts. So an Acapulco shirt or a Hawaiian shirt. Son estos camisas festivas como con flores y muchos colores. Acapulco shirts. Get the hell out of L.A. for at least 48 hours. Nos largamos de Los Ángeles por al menos 48 horas. He goes, we'll get the hell out of L.A. for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Ahora me acabas de joder el fin de semana. He goes, blows my weekend. He goes, and then he goes, because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. Tendré que ir contigo. He goes, and we're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth. Nos tendremos que armar hasta los dientes. We're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth. So this is, and he's talking about with drugs, by the way. If you haven't seen this movie, great, great movie based on the book by Hunter S. Thompson. Johnny Depp plays Hunter S. Thompson, and Benicio del Toro plays Dr. Gonzo. These are real people, by the way. All right, so let's hear it. Now that we know what he says in this awesome movie, let's hear the birthday boy, Benicio del Toro.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. I got pull core shirts. Get the hell out of LA for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. And we're going to have to arm ourselves to the teeth.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. This is the final section of today's show. So I just want to thank you guys, as always, for being here. I want to thank you for always spreading the word, telling people about the show with no name, telling people about Vaughn Radio, about For Your Inglés as well. So thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for being amazing students. And I wish you the best as always. And we're going to come back and do it again. Don't worry. This is not a goodbye. It's a see you soon. Before you know it, we'll be back for another show. So, here it is, folks. Today's Name That Lyric. As always, I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish. And I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Okay. Ahora bien, ¿por qué no escuchas? Cuando te conocí al principio, no me di cuenta. Oh, I didn't tell you, the song starts with some coughing. Alguien tosiendo. That's the beginning of the song. Somebody coughing. And then the singer says, ahora bien, all right now, all right now. ¿Por qué no escuchas? Won't you listen? Cuando te conocí al principio, when I first met you, no me di cuenta. I didn't realize. Ahora no te puedo olvidar. I can't forget you. Ni tu sorpresa or your surprise. Me presentaste a mi mente. Me encanta esta frase. You introduced me to my mind. Me presentaste a mi mentola. Mente, Alberto. Alberto, mente. Y me dejaste con ganas de ti y los tuyos. And you left me wanting you and your kind. Y tu tipo, ¿no? De los tuyos. And then he says, oh, yeah, I love you. Ay, sí, te amo. You know it. Y lo sabes. Now, this is obviously a love song. And Jaster got the love song. Nice job, Jaster. I was missing you in Say What today, but it's all right. I see you guys only, if it's too much, you guys say, all right, we're not even going to try. All right, well, at least we ended on a high note. Nos vamos por la puerta grande hoy. Born to Iron Man, got it. This is a love song, but it's not your traditional love song. It's a love song to weed, marijuana. Yeah, it's called Sweet Leaf. We talked about Sweet Tooth before, no? Said Goloso. Well, Sweet Leaf, which is kind of funny because nobody calls it that. Nadie llama marihuana, but él dice, esto es muy dulce, esto es muy bueno. So this is a love song to marijuana by Black Sabbath. And it's called Sweet Leaf. And the beginning of the song is the birthday boy, Tony Iommi. They say that it's him coughing after he took a bong hit. Después de darle una cachimba. Hey, it's Black Sabbath, guys. What do you want? Are you looking for rainbows and you know, unicorns? Wrong music. All right, so this is Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath, and I want you guys to sing it with me. It's pretty easy to, well, not easy, because Ozzy Osbourne is Ozzy Osbourne, but the lyrics are pretty easy, so if you want to follow along and sing with us, this is Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your